Are you ready to turn your best ideas into a thriving online business?
Introducing Shopify, your no excuses business partner. You might not realize, but our podcast, More Than Mamis, it's a business. And we started it, of course, to talk about maternity, not to become an e-commerce expert.
So yeah, we needed some help selling our merch and getting our store up and running. Another sale.
Shopify is a commerce platform revolutionizing millions of businesses worldwide.
No matter if you are a garage entrepreneur or a big business, Shopify is the only tool you need to start and grow your business without the struggle.
With Shopify's single dashboard, you can manage orders, shipping, and payments from anywhere, giving you the insights you need wherever you are. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/sonoro, all lowercase.
Go to shopify.com/sonoro to take your business to the next level today.
Shopify.com/sonoro.
What is up, beautiful, 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 beautiful people? How are you today? I hope you're having an amazing day, week, year, month, life, and amazing everything, because you deserve an amazing everything. And we are just here sharing this immaculate, amazing, beautiful life, beautiful vibe. It was vibe. It was not life. Whatever. Guys, I am back. I know I've said a thousand times, yo, I'm gonna be back soon, and then I just disappear after posting like 3 episodes in a row, but this time is different. And if you don't trust me, it's okay, because I have to regain your trust again, which is actually what we're gonna talk about on today's episode. Let's get straight into this, okay? Trusting yourself again to heal your life. What the fuck do I mean by that? I want to make this episode specifically for people who are going through it. And I mean going through it in a sense of, I feel I have a lot to heal, a lot of healing to do in my life overall. I need to get my shit together in a sense of, I am slacking on everything, basically. Maybe on school, maybe with friends, maybe I've been isolating a lot, maybe I just don't want to get out of bed sometimes, maybe I used to be really into the gym and working out and moving my body or eating healthy or taking care of me overall, and now it's just, I'm not feeling like doing anything, and I don't know why, and I don't know at what point did I lose track of my own habits and everything, basically. A part of me does this type of content so I can go back at it when I need it. I know for sure that I am a very disciplined person. I have a lot of motivation to do what I want to do. If I want to get a project going on, if I want to work on something that I'm very passionate about, if I want to keep working on my brand or organizing my money, my life, my friends, my habits, reading, whatever it is, I am very disciplined in doing it. However, I know there are certain times, and even though I'm really self-aware and I'm more self-aware than before, I know there are certain times where I find myself not wanting to do anything at all. And it's just, hello? What the fuck? So I know how it feels, and I know you're not alone, and I know it might feel like it, but everyone goes through that. But everybody goes through it. And it's because we fluctuate and our emotions fluctuate all the time. So the first thing that I want to say starting this episode, you don't have to feel bad or you don't have to feel like a shitty human being. Oh my God, I don't know how to do it. I don't have any motivation. It's okay. It's completely fine. Stop beating yourself up for it. Okay. It's completely fine. You're a human being. There's that. Leave yourself the fuck alone. Thank you. Point number 2, it is our nature as humans to wanna get better at whatever it is that we're doing at the moment. We like to evolve to whatever is around us to adapt ourselves better and to the better functioning of ourselves to whatever it is we are living with, or our environment, for a lack of a better word or term. Great. If you feel like you're growing as a person and then you see yourself surrounded by people who are pretty much getting stuck, you're going to naturally want to evolve who you surround yourself with, or who you hang out with, or who you're sharing ideas with, because your brain is not going to connect or not going to make the connection between who you want to be, where you're going, and where you are right now. There's a dissonance there. Therefore, your brain is going to want to go to whatever it is you want to go, whatever it is you want to get. I'm going to give you an example, okay? If you are learning how to invest, okay, you recently got access to a large amount of money and you want to know how to be responsible with it. So you start learning how to invest in the stock market, or you start getting into personal finance and you read Rich Dad, Poor Dad. I love that book, by the way. You start reading a lot, you start educating yourself a lot, and you just want to be better at the managing of your own money because you know how important it is. Or you're woke now about how important your money is and how money management is in your life, okay? And how you just want to get better at it because there's room for improvement everywhere. And then you see yourself surrounded by people who waste a lot of money in a very irresponsible manner. Like, you stop for a second and it's, oh, wow. Okay. It's not bad. It's not a bad thing. I'm not saying they're the worst people that you could ever hang out with, but they are not aligning with what you want to be or where you want to get. And I hope that really makes sense, because it makes sense in my head. If I want to save money, okay, if I'm making a lot of money and I want to save money, but I keep surrounding myself with people who are wasting money every time I see them on stupid things, and I'm learning about personal finance and money management and how important that is for building or starting to invest, it's not like they're being evil to me. They're just not aligning with who I want to be. And if I'm aware of that, if I want to distance myself from that type of people, that does not make me the bad person. That just makes me conscious and responsible with following who I want to be and where I want to get. And that happens because that's my nature as a fucking human being. We are always evolving, always adapting. That's the second point that I want to make in the podcast. And the third point that I want to make, which is very important, is learn how to trust yourself. Learn how to follow your own fucking intuition. Learn how to actually listen to that voice inside of your head, because that voice is you. And that voice knows what is best for you at all times. I know sometimes we can get into this situation or certain types of situations where it's what we're supposed to do, but then you have that inner voice that is like, yeah, something just doesn't sit right. Something is not clicking. Something is not aligning. And feeling like that is completely fine. That is your intuition. And we have it as a natural survival resource as human beings, okay? Okay, Dani, I hear that voice. But how did I get to the point where it is really hard for me to actually listen to it? Because you have not been keeping your own word with yourself. And that is a very, very important topic that I want to discuss today. I recently talked about this on my Spanish podcast, but I'm going to give the same example. If you tell your friend, hey, let's go work out tomorrow at 6 a.m. Are you sure? Yes, yes. Okay, bet. So tomorrow comes, your alarm goes off, and you're just very, oh my God, I really don't want to go to the gym. I'm just going to cancel my friend. Okay. Hey, I'm sorry. I don't think I'm going to make it. Fine. That's okay. But do you want to do it tomorrow? Sure. Sure. Let's go at the same time tomorrow. That's fine. Okay, great. Then tomorrow comes, your alarm goes off again. And then you still don't want to go. And you're like, well, maybe tomorrow. So I'm just going to tell my friend, hey, I'm sorry. I don't think I'm going to make it. And then the next day is the same thing. Hey, actually, this time you don't even say shit because you're so ashamed of yourself. It's like, you're going to respond to the text like 3 hours later. Be like, oh my God, sorry, I fell asleep. I know you. Anyways, your friend is going to stop trusting you. Okay. And if this was the other way around, you would stop trusting your friend because they never own up to their own word, okay? Fine. Their brain is going to be like, okay, if we make this plan with them, they're probably going to cancel last minute, or they're most likely to cancel. I don't really trust them to keep their own word on this. And if they do, I'm going to be surprised because they're not used to it, you know? And if this was the other way around, it would be completely normal for you to feel the exact same way. Hey, so we've been telling this person to come with us, but they always cancel last minute. So I'm not going to lie. I'm going to still invite them to do stuff. It's just if they cancel, I'm not going to be surprised. Or I'm not going to be surprised if they don't show up. Or they give me an excuse. Okay? That sucks. When you lose credibility with your friends, that sucks. But what sucks even more is when you lose credibility with yourself. What's worse about that is that when we lose credibility with ourselves, we don't even notice it. We're just complacent with that attitude towards ourselves. And who gave us permission to be so not trustworthy with our own word and with ourselves? We are the only human being that should matter when we promise we're gonna do something. I'm not saying be a fucking asshole, but if you want to go out of your way and live your life making promises you're gonna keep breaking, at least don't do that with yourself, okay? The only person I'm not going to allow you to break a promise with is yourself. Because that's going to make your brain connect the fact that you are not a trustworthy person. You are not someone who's going to follow their own advice. You're going to lose control over what you want to do. You're going to lose control over when you're going to do stuff, what you want to do in life. Your choices in general, you're just gonna be living, not making your life be worthy of living for you. It is not the same thing doing something because you have to, because you've got to the point where, okay, fuck, I have to pay the bills because if not, I'm gonna get kicked out of my fucking rent. No, that's not the same thing as you being like, I am going to start being responsible with my diet, with my habits. I'm gonna start sleeping 8 hours a night because I care about myself. That is a choice you make because you actually want to provide love for you, because you want to set a standard. Because if somebody else wants to come into your life, they have to comply to that standard that you have set up for yourself. But how the fuck are you going to start setting standards if you're not even trusting your own word, if you're not even trusting your own self to make accurate or responsible choices for you? And even if you do them, you never comply to them. You're never keeping the promises you're making to yourself. But that's okay. If you're listening to this, I want you to be more self-aware. This is like a reset moment, okay? This is one of those resets, oh my God, wake up calls in your life. I want you to start keeping your word. I want you to be able to trust yourself and to have discipline and to have motivation and to be like, okay, I got myself. You know why? Because when that happens, you actually show respect for yourself. And you show yourself that you are responsible and you're taking care of your life and of you. Therefore, when somebody wants to come into your life, they have to, that's the least that they can do. If you are being responsible with your own actions, if you're taking care of yourself, then people who come into your life should do the same thing, at least. That's the least that they can do. But how do you want people to keep the promises they make to you if you don't even keep the promises you make to yourself? How do you want people to start taking care of you if you are not even taking care of yourself? How do you want people to start communicating with you if you are not even getting in touch with what you feel or how you feel or self-awareness about your own emotions? It's time for you to wake up, okay? That's how you're going to heal your life. Okay, I really loved that episode. And that is a great way to come back for the second season, which I'm really excited about. I have missed you guys so much. I graduated, actually. I posted it on Instagram for the people that follow me on Instagram already know. But if you didn't know, I graduated. I got a bachelor's in psychology and I am really, really happy about it. Yeah, so now I have more time to deliver the content, to give you guys what I actually wanted to give you from day one since I started this podcast, not just my other podcast, but I also have a lot of love for this one. So I'm real excited for everything that's about to come. And yeah, I really hope you enjoyed this episode. If you don't do so already, go follow me on Instagram at Dani Sayan and the podcast on Instagram at That's It Podcast by Dani. And yeah, I love you. So, yeah, trust yourself so you can heal your life. That's it.
Are you ready to turn your best ideas into a thriving online business?
Introducing Shopify, your no excuses business partner. You might not realize, but our podcast, More Than Mamis, it's a business. And we started it, of course, to talk about maternity, not to become an e-commerce expert.
So yeah, we needed some help selling our merch and getting our store up and running. Another sale.
Shopify is a commerce platform revolutionizing millions of businesses worldwide.
No matter if you are a garage entrepreneur or a big business, Shopify is the only tool you need to start and grow your business without the struggle.
With Shopify single dashboard, you can manage orders, shipping, and payments from anywhere, giving you the insights you need wherever you are. Sign up for $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/sonoro, all lowercase.
Go to shopify.com/sonoro to take your business to the next level today.
Shopify.com/sonoro.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.